father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Nah, 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 nah. Five in front of five. Carton Show, Big Mac. Just checking out my handy-dandy notes here. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see real quick the LeBron James story? There's two of them, actually. One story, I guess they play Sacramento tomorrow night. Or is that tonight? I think it's tomorrow night.
Tonight.
They're putting a special little decal on his jersey with the numbers 2 and 3, 23. For how many seasons he's
tonight,
played.
Tonight.
There you go. And his little stripe of all the different teams that he sandbagged the NBA with in trying to build super teams so he could finally win a championship. So they're doing that, and then he's taking the patch off the jersey after every game, and Topps is going to put, I guess, the patch or piece of it in a select number of cards.
Yeah.
So it's going to become a collectible.
Sure.
Look at me, everybody. Look at me, I'm LeBron, look at me. But the real story about LeBron that I got a great kick out of yesterday was that J.J. Redick. So do you know that the Los Angeles Lakers no longer do shoot-arounds and practices day of games?
They don't do shoot-arounds or practices day of games.
They do not. Do you know why?
Because LeBron doesn't like it.
Well, let's hear from J.J. Redick. All right, there you go.
Wow.
We're no longer doing shoot-arounds or practices the day of games because we can't possibly ask LeBron James at 41 to actually stand up more than twice a day.
That's amazing.
We can't do that to him, so the rest of the team has to suffer because we can't possibly ask a 41-year-old overrated, over-the-hill player to practice.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. J.J. Redick has been unit.
They're not going to practice. The entire team. He can't sit out?
Can't sit out.
He can't just take it easy because he's 42 years old? No. They got to take the whole team can't practice?
Can't do it, Big Mac.
That's unbelievable.
We can't possibly ask a guy that we're paying, how much? $50 to $60 million this year to practice?
Talking about practice?
We can't do that?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's why they're 500 team with him and 10 games over 500 without him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how much he ruins a franchise.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
He might be ruining
franchise
this one at the moment.
A ruiner.
Oh, stop.
And he's never lived up to the billing in L.A. He has been a terrible Laker.
He won
he's
a
not a top 10 Laker. No, he didn't.
Yes, he
Nobody
did.
Counts the bubble championship as a championship.
It's a championship.
They don't.
It's a championship.
I've talked to a lot of guys. None of them count it as a bubble championship. You want me to list the guys?
List the guys. Who doesn't count it?
The owner of Roots in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Doesn't count it.
Okay.
That's right. Doesn't count it. I don't count it. That's two.
That's it.
That's two guys right there.
Does anything else matter?
No. But how about that? We don't practice because we can't ask LeBron to stand up twice in one day. Come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing now?
I mean, I've heard of teams
JJ
that don't
Redick
do that.
JJ Redick is so sick of LeBron James. I bet you when you talk about LeBron James, JJ Redick vomits in his mouth. And I gave J.J. Redick his first start in coaching.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You started the J.J. Redick coaching?
Yeah. I created a youth basketball league and tournament
okay.
in New York. The tournament was called Double Nickel Swish. J.J. Reg's first ever coaching was coaching his kids in my tournament. He won it twice.
Interesting.
How about that?
How about that?
Guy's a winner.
I got a 13-year-old here. I don't know if I can have him practice twice a day.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. Can't have it. Can't have it. But that's so pathetic that the NBA is not doing something about that.
Why?
Something about that.
Why?
Or the Lakers aren't doing something about that.
They shouldn't do anything about it.
They should tell LeBron to stop the charade and just retire. LeBron James can't play basketball anymore. You know that. I know that. He knows that. It's enough. And here's the reality.
He's a year removed from having a pretty damn good season.
He's coming back another year. You know why? Because LeBron James wants the tour.
Right.
LeBron James wants the tour. LeBron James is basically, I don't know, name an over-the-hill band that did that one last retirement tour. ZZ Top, AC/DC, I don't know.
We've kind of been talking about them.
The Beatles?
The Grateful Dead.
That's fair.
I mean,
that's fair.
I think they've had like 13 or 14 final tours, something like that.
I thought I went to the last show ever in Chicago 8 years ago. Yeah. You're right about that. Here's Ray on the Fan, Carton Show. What's going on, Ray?
What's up, boys?
What's up, Ray?
What's up, kiddo?
Craig, love having you back,
thank
man.
You. Thank you.
My cheeks get sore every afternoon from laughing again. I miss you. And I miss having you with Evan, too. But Big Mac, man, you're coming into your own. This is great for you. This is the best thing that could happen to you. Still love you on your own, but you're awesome with Craig.
Thank you, Ray.
Two things. One, you're going to get pissed off at me, Big Mac. I'll save that for last, but Coach winning a second Super Bowl, one of the two favorites. You got a shot this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got Sean Payton and you've got
Vrabel.
Vrabel didn't
win. He won as a player, not as a coach.
Yeah, not as a coach.
Right. No, just Payton, but he's one of the two favorites coming in.
Okay, yeah.
What are you going to say that's going to make him mad at you?
I don't think Jackson Dart's the real thing. I think your bigger problem is if you would have got the number one pick, and now you wanted to load up on, and it's not an issue now, obviously.
Yeah.
You
would not load up on Mendoza. They would not take Mendoza.
I would have taken Mendoza over Dart in a New York minute.
Nope.
I just don't think Dart's the real deal.
Why? What about
New York is all? I don't know. When I watched even Love the other night, May, you guys keep talking about, you know, they could be the next May next year. I don't see that ability. Yes, he runs around. I don't see a big, strong guy in the pocket with the big arm down the field, which I think is still the prototypical type quarterback. I may be wrong. I have friends in New York. I'm living in South Florida.
I can tell you this. If you wanted to say when the Giants, you know, drafted him in the third round a year ago that you saw Jackson Dart, I'm not sure if you remember this, so I apologize, in that game against Georgia, where he threw like 9 interceptions in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah.
I was crying on the sideline, came back in after the defense got a turnover, next pass, bang, interception. Went to the sideline crying, defense got the ball back, 3-and-out, bang, interception. If you had said, I saw that kid in a big spot, he ain't the guy, I think that's fair. It's a fair assessment. It's like me talking about Dante Moore in that embarrassing performance against Indiana. But you didn't. So if you're going to base your opinion on what you did see out of Jackson Dart as a professional in year one on a bad football team, you can't say he's the second coming of Mahomes.
No.
That's not fair.
No.
But you can say that kid is ready for the NFL game.
He is a promising young prospect.
Yes.
He's played a handful of games. He has shown every tool. Has he stood back in the pocket and played a pocket passer game? No, but we have seen strong throws. We have seen him throw the ball down the field. We've seen him be accurate. We've seen him make quick decisions. We've seen his physical and athletic ability. We have seen everything where he is absolutely capable of being one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL.
Sure.
Now, is he going to be that? I don't know. But he has shown me enough where I believe it, and I have no idea what Mendoza is. None.
No one does.
None.
We know what he is in college.
And I've already seen him in the pros. I would not trade Jackson Dart for Mendoza. If they had the first overall pick, they'd be trading out and getting a ton of picks and sticking with Jackson Dart. 100%. Yeah. It's not even close. And I believe, listen, I don't know what he's going to be, but he has shown enough where I am fairly confident he's going to be the Giant quarterback for the next
Look, the Giants' biggest issue a year ago was finding a quarterback.
100%.
Their biggest issue in this draft is not finding a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this, because we have seen this story play out in many cities every single year. You better put a team around him.
Of course.
You better put a team around him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, what's the point of having the kid? And yes, he's going to be reckless at times.
Yeah.
And that's why he's already beloved in this town. But you better go out there and get him a couple of wide receivers.
Yeah.
You better make sure you have a legitimate running attack. Obviously, Trace looked pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Right? But it's no good having a young stud quarterback who takes risks if you don't build something around him. And I think that's fair.
Well, of course. You got to build a team around
him. But I think you've seen enough to think that he is a legitimate NFL quarterback.
No, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. So I'm very good with that. I don't know what else. The Giants are moving forward as if that's the case. Now you got to put a team around them.
And they've got
pieces in key spots. They've got a pass rush. They got a stud offensive lineman. The offensive line played well this year.
And by the way,
they've got a good running back.
You're
going to
get the second best non-quarterback in the draft.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Third best?
You just told me quarterbacks aren't. Is a quarterback going too?
Yeah,
we just had that discussion.
Not if I'm picking. Unless I'm taking Chambliss.
Right.
Now, here's the other thing. I am not a draft guy. While I do watch a lot of college football, I told the audience, I never lie to the audience.
Yeah.
Outside of Chambliss, Dante Moore, and obviously Mendoza, can I talk eloquently on the fourth, fifth, and sixth best quarterback?
No.
No, I cannot. And I'm not going to lie about it. There's going to be another quarterback that some point between now and April becomes the toast of the town. A great combine.
Yeah.
There's going to be some scout that has a great track record of success who says, that's my sleeper in the draft. Don't whiff on that guy. And we're all going to pretend like we know the guy. None of us have seen the guy play. I don't know who the guy is.
No, absolutely. But here's the point with the Jets. When you don't have a quarterback and you're picking second in the draft,
you got to get a quarterback.
You almost exclusively take a quarterback.
I liked what I saw out of Chambliss. I'm not telling you he's going to be great.
Agreed.
But if you tell me I have a choice between those two guys, Moore and Chambliss, I'll take Chambliss. I'll tell you another guy who's going to be drafted not in the first round, nor should he be. But there's a guy I've watched play a lot of football, and I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. And if he wins a championship next Monday, everybody's going to talk about, should you draft Carson Beck?
Yeah.
Carson Beck is not a great NFL quarterback. I'm just telling you that now.
I mean, we'll see.
He's a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick. He's a project.
Yeah.
Will he be drafted? Yes. Is he a first-round pick? Not for my money. Nope.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Nope.
But, again, here's the thing with the Jets, though, right? Because we're going to talk about trading back or whatever. One, as I said, the only teams are trading up to get a quarterback. So if there's no quarterback there, I don't know if anyone's going to trade up with you. So I find it highly unlikely that unless there is that quarterback that's perceived to be a top of the draft quarterback, no one's going to trade with you anyway.
Sure.
But here's the point with the Jets. Like, I get you got to put a team around him and all that, but right, what's going on with this organization right now? If they go the route of some, like, who are they going to get to play quarterback, right? We know it's not going to be Zappy.
It's going to be Joe Flacco.
Right, it's going to be Joe Flacco.
Some journeyman.
It's going to be Malik Willis. Everybody likes Malik Willis. You're going to go pay him some sort of contract.
Stopgap? One year?
For what?
Right.
Are you going to win with him? Are you going to win with him and this team?
I don't believe so.
No. Right? So then what do you do next year?
Same thing.
You're going to draft a quarterback, right? Draft same. Class is every better
year.
Than him.
Every year.
No, then they draft a quarterback. What do you typically do with rookie quarterbacks?
Sit him or lose.
Because they're not very good yet.
That's right.
Right, for the most part. You're going to lose.
This is
so
fun.
Now you're going to have,
it's like a big interview.
You're going to have the most embarrassing season, arguably, in Jets history, and that is saying a lot.
Thought then I just had it, but okay.
Right. Well, no, I'm saying this past year. Then you're going to go into next year with Malik Willis or whomever, and you're not going to win any football games. So now you have a coach and a GM that have two bad losing seasons, right?
Right.
Then you're going to go
Fire the coach,
right. Possibly, or draft a young quarterback, and you're going to lose with that young quarterback. How many years of losing do you want in the hopes of finding the right quarterback eventually? You have to take a chance. You have to get a quarterback. You're drafting second. You take the quarterback. That's what you do.
By the way, I'm good with it.
All right.
But I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
50 out of the last 56. That's the answer to your question. You don't even know you asked the question.
Quarterbacks that have been drafted?
No. You said, how many years are you going to suck?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, without a quarterback.
You're going to have a new GM. 50. You're going to have a new coach. You're going to have now you're going to go draft a new quarterback. Like, it doesn't work without eventually finding the quarterback.
Here's Joe in Hopewell Junction on the Fan. Hi, JoJo.
Well, you know what? I think Carson Beck is going to be your sleeper.
He's trash.
Number one, he's beaten some quality teams to get to this game on 19.
Well, there's no doubt about
that. And then,
Cam Ward was a far better Miami quarterback than Carson Beck is, and Cam Ward can barely play NFL football.
You know what? This may be a good example, maybe a bad example, but Tom Brady was not a first round pick.
Oh, don't go to Tom Brady. I hate that. You know what bothers me about that? And I'm sorry, Joe. It's not your fault. You're a good guy. You just said the wrong thing to the wrong guy. You know, the two things that bother me the most is when people go, you know, Tom Brady was a six-round draft pick. And the other thing.
And Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft.
No, not that one. Not that one. Although, not a bad one, but not that one. The other thing, and people, I think, have finally stopped saying it. And you've taken, how long have you been on the air, on the Fan? How many years? On the air.
Like, continuously, or?
Just answer.
The first show I ever did was 2016.
All right. So for, that's it?
Yeah.
9 years.
Yeah.
You've been a talk show host on the Fan.
Yeah, well.
You have taken this call 1,953 times.
Okay.
And I don't think you take it anymore. It feels like everybody got it out of their system. You know, George Steinbrenner wouldn't put up with this.
You think I stopped taking George Steinbrenner calls?
George Steinbrenner.
Oh, my God.
George Steinbrenner wouldn't have put up with this.
You know,
George.
when we talked about this job, you're like, yeah, I think you do a great job. Have you listened to the overnight? Because I take nothing but George Steinbrenner calls.
They still do it?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
If George were alive, he'd be rolling over in his grave right now.
That.
No. Cashman would be fired. Boone would be gone.
Oh, okay.
I hear it all the time.
Then I haven't listened enough.
You think his father would complain about $100 million to the city? You think his father wouldn't go out there and sign Tucker right now?
Yeah.
I mean, please.
I'm sick of it.
Sick of it.
I thought for sure those calls stopped.
No, they're here.
Are they still here?
Oh.
With as much vitriol as ever.
Oh, my God.
You know, George Steinbrenner wouldn't have tolerated this.
No, it's obnoxious.
You know, George would have done.
Yeah.
You know, George were alive.
If George were alive.
Yeah. You know, do you know the story about when George passed away and what happened with me and Boomer?
Yes, I do. You told me.
You do know that?
Please,
I told you that story?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, I don't want to be repetitive.
We talked about it. Neon Trees, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Good recall.
Yeah.
So Neon Trees was in studio with me and Boomer.
Mm-hmm.
Neon Trees had a drummer with big boobs who loved Boomer. Was like a Boomer fan because she was from Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah. Very attractive gal with huge knockers. I mean, it's like, that kind of thing, right? So Neon Trees, you may remember, had two hits, all right?
Uh-huh.
They came into the studio, and we do a quick little, hey, how you doing? Tell us your story, blah, 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 right? And the girl's like, Boomer. And Boomer's like, drummer, all right? And they play the first note of their hit song, all right?
Yeah.
When they play the first note, the hotline rings. George Steinbrenner has passed away, okay?
Right.
So, obviously, a lot of people in New York are now going to come to WFAN to hear talk about George Steinbrenner. But they've just played, prong, the first note. So, I'm in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Boomer ain't going to tell them to stop playing. I'm the radio guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm looking at Al Dukes and Eddie Scazzeri. I'm looking at the girl with the big boobs. And I'm looking at Boomer. I know I got to stop them playing the song. Even though the song's 3 minutes.
Right.
But in those 3 minutes, people are going to be flooding to the radio station. So I go, excuse me. You have to stop playing. Like, dude, they're 10 seconds into the song. I go, I'm really, really, you have no idea how sorry I am. You can't play anymore. And you have to leave. You got to get out of the studio. Like, big boobs. Sorry. Leave your drumsticks. Yeah. We'll smell those later. You got it. Like, get out of the studio.
Right.
All right? They're like, what's going on? And I go, I'm sure there's audio of it. We can find it for another day.
Mm-hmm.
George Steinbrenner has passed away.
Unbelievable.
And that's how we broke the news to New York from those that were listening to the radio that George Steinbrenner passed away. The Neon Trees.
Right in the middle of that song.
Yeah. Oh, So,
and that is, you're not wrong. That moment, George passes away. That's one of those moments.
I mean, that was 3 days.
Yeah.
We talked about nothing but that
for
at least 2 or 3 days, rightfully so.
Right.
That's when I also learned the story about George Steinbrenner, which I did not know at the time, that he was famous for a lot of things, obviously, but he was famous for a quote about charity. And the quote that he became famous for after his death was, if I do somebody a favor and three people know about it, you did it for the wrong reason. You're not doing it to brag about it. You're doing it to help someone. And so many people came out of the woodwork, you know, all throughout, you know, the five boroughs, talking about things that George Steinbrenner did for them that nobody ever knew about. And my impression of him changed in death because I didn't know any of those stories.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean, listen, great guy, Hall of Fame owner, but the idea that, you know, if he were here, suddenly the Yankees would be
to everyone.
The Yankees would be drowning in championships is obnoxious. It's obnoxious, and I'm sick of it. Sick of
it. Right, the 80s happened.
The 80s happened.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly right.
There's only two times.
Right.
We're getting into my Yankee shtick now. But there's only two times. There's only two scenarios where Yankee fans care about regular season games. Two, when they lose. Very upset when they lose them.
Yes.
Or when you're trying to justify George in the 80s. It's the only time Yankee fans will bring up regular season games. That's it.
Here's Stevie in Long Island on the fan. Steve, what do you got?
Boys, how you doing? Craig, welcome back.
Thank
Chris,
you.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen, I called about one point, but you know, when you're on hold and you guys talk about stuff, now I got to bring up a couple other ones.
Sure.
But my real point's about Mendoza, but real quick about Tom Brady. Craig, you reminded me about that thing about him not eating pizza. I thought he was a tool for doing the commercial to begin with, but now the pizza thing even makes it worse. And Chris, I know you love this gossip. Who is Tom Brady supposedly dating?
Alex Earl.
You should know this answer because we are both parents of Hurricane alums.
Yes, and I think it's disgusting. He's a 48-year-old guy dating a 25-year-old girl named Alex Earl. He basically got Braxton Berrios' leftovers, is what he did.
Unbelievable.
So take that, Jet fans. Here you go. One for the good guys.
The comment about Mendoza, as much as I love him, and by the way, you know, born and raised in Coral Gables, 5 minutes away from the U.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a leader of men. I think he's an unbelievable college football player. I am not sure about how he is going to be in an NFL huddle. Again, I hope I'm wrong,
Steve,
he seems like a great kid.
Let me say this. I think what you're saying, and I'm not sure if you mean to be saying it, but to tell me if I'm wrong, I think what's coming across to you is that aw shucks type of kid is not going to play well in a locker room with 28 to 32-year-old grown men who are all type A. Now, I can't say that it will or it won't. Mm-hmm. I think those guys will look past that if they had a problem with it based on the kid's ability to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say what you want about, you know, Tim Tebow. He was beloved by his teammates at every level, and he couldn't play NFL football despite the playoff win against the Steelers. So I know what you're referencing. I think if you're talking, if this were the 1970s or 80s, I think your point probably has a lot more validity than it does today.
Yeah.
The players have changed today. We're not going to knock a kid for being God first, obviously.
No, certainly not.
But
that.
He does have an aw shucks type of, it's almost like that can't be your personality.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
He comes off like that a little bit in his post-game stuff on the field. He comes off a little bit like this is kind of forced. It doesn't feel natural, but
seems like that's who he is, though.
It seems like who he is. And, you know,
I can say this, that kid can throw football.
The king of New York, we forget, like, Eli Manning came in, and it was very much like that.
Aw shucks.
And it had trouble holding the huddle with veterans like Shockey and Tiki Barber.
Well, Shockey
like,
abused them.
Yeah, I mean, Shockey getting injured the Super Bowl season was huge.
A lot of people say it's the cause of reason for him.
There is no doubt. Yes. I don't think if Shockey's in that huddle, he never becomes the leader of the team, which is a must.
Ahmad Bradshaw running against Buffalo didn't hurt.
No, I understand that. Well, of course. But I'm saying he needed to step up and become the leader of that team. And
his own GM said he was skittish.
Yeah. No, like, absolutely.
He wasn't having a dominant start to his career by a long shot.
He was on the borderline bust. They wanted Coughlin fired.
That's right.
He's not the quarterback. And then they go on the run. So it could change real quick. I agree with you. Once his talent takes over, and he'll adapt.
About. Look,
he'll
here's the reality. Black, white, enough? Or any color in between.
Respect game.
All you care about is can that dude ball.
That's it.
And if that dude can ball, that guy's got a place in our locker room.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most honest places you will ever live.
Yep.
If you can play, we got your back. I don't care where you're from, what religion you preach, what color you are. None of that matters. Mm-hmm. Can you play ball? It's a great way to put it.
Yep.
But here's the beauty of sports. We all know if you can.
Yep.
And we all know if you can't. And can I guarantee Mendoza's going to be a rock star? No one can. Look, there's been as many busts as hits.
Sure.
Like, if I told you that Jamarcus Russell was going to be a bust, you would have said, you have your eyes checked.
Yeah.
That dude had everything, right?
Oh, cannon for an arm.
And yet, he's the biggest bust of all time, you know, from a draft standpoint in the NFL, right? If someone told you that that scrawny kid from Michigan was going to be the greatest of all time, you would have every right to say, not in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's the way
couldn't
it
even hold the starting job in Michigan.
Right. Brian Griese?
Drew Henson, I think.
Was it Drew Henson?
Yeah.
That's the kid that played for the Yanks.
Yes.
Went to the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
For a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, he was going to be the next great phenom
I
in
believe
both
that.
Sports.
I think it was the two of them were kind of like
right
back and
that.
Forth with
I thought,
starting in Michigan.
Was Greasy not
maybe.
There?
Maybe that was his sophomore
Greasy
year.
Greasy was there before Brady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But I think even as senior, he lost the job to Drew Henson. I think that's the story.
You might be right about that.
But
I guess it's
yeah,
worked
no,
out
listen,
for him.
And that's what bothered me watching Friday night. I'll be honest with you. That's what the idea, like you mentioned, the Jets, it hurts them. It impacted the Giants, too. The Giants would have the first pick and everybody looking to trade up to get them.
Like, that's right.
They'd be taking
you would have gotten
at least two first-round picks in a second, probably better than that.
I mean, if the Niners gave up three first-round draft picks for Trey Lance,
yeah.
Imagine what the Giants would have gotten
well, they got,
for the rights to Mendoza.
The swap and two more.
But yeah, you know what's interesting about that? I think there would have been months and months and months of debate.
Yeah.
Mendoza.
Oh.
Right?
Or Dart.
Like,
no,
did you
no
see
doubt.
Enough from Jackson Dart not to draft Mendoza?
There's no way that our last caller is the only guy who feels that way. A million people.
Yeah.
He's going to go win the national championship.
Right.
And he's going to go through it like a hot knife through butter, we all assume.
I think Miami's going to win that game. But
No, you don't.
I do.
But that's nice of you. You're a good guy and all. Your family and everything.
Nah, here's why. Here's the difference. Indiana
Is it still 7.5 or is it?
I don't look at the spread.
Yeah.
Indiana mm-hmm. has a bunch of adults on their team. Their average age is like 23.5, 24.
They do.
Right? They've played the game of, yes, the other team might have more pure athletes.
We have five-star recruits.
We have older kids, more mature kids physically, all that nonsense, mm-hmm. right? The Miami Hurricane offensive line is across the board 30 pounds heavier than the defensive line of Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a game. If Indiana wins, great.
They'll
be the best team all year. If you think Indiana is going to do to Miami what they did to Oregon, you're not watching college football. Miami is not getting steamrolled in this game. They're not.
All right.
We have a week to get to it.
Yeah.
Feels like the game should be tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But it's not.
Not tonight.
It's a week from tonight.
Tonight, Steelers in Houston.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
All right, 888-808-1019 in a little bit. We'll get into tonight's game. More of your calls, of course. Let me just take a look at what the board says. C-Mac has bad takes.
Yep.
We'll go to that guy first. Tony Romo sucks. That seems to be the prevailing thought.
Yeah.
Tough game this weekend with Nance.
He's just weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
He's getting weirder and weirder.
He's talking to himself under
his
breath,
He's talking to himself. He's laughing at him to himself. It's weird.
Anthony wants something in this universe for the Jets. Johnny wants my positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg is a Grateful Dead fan. So it's pretty much a typical carton show of Big Mac. I love it.
That's it.
Not just one boring topic all day like other shows give you.
We're
on other
all over
stations.
The place. Yeah.
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 That's how we do it.
That's what we do.
Here.
Anyway, stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica. Go see my guys, 3 double board certified pain specialists, Samwell Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and they'll get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatments. Join me and thousands of 5-star reviews who trust Samwell for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments available with offices in Colonial, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samwell Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. Visit SamwellPain.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Operating Engineers Local 820, the second time I did 8025, excuse me. Operating Engineers Local 825 are the men and women who make our region move. Whether it's roads, bridges, or your favorite team stadium, they build and maintain the critical transportation, water, and energy infrastructure that we rely on. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative, fights for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the signatory contractors and the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey.
Killing me now.
Yeah.
I won't be denied by you, the animal inside of you.
The aforementioned, you can learn a little bit. That's Neon Trees. Two-Hit Wonders. Two-Hit Wonders.
Yeah, I mean, this is their best song. They actually do. I'm a fan. Their first album with this. Well, I shouldn't say it's their first. I have no idea if it's their first. But the one with it's the first I heard of them. The album that has this song on it. Good album. Really good.
Do you have the cut that those guys found? So this is what, just real quick, so you know I'm not BSing you.
Yeah.
This is how it sounded when they came into the studio. And we knew George Steinbrenner was sick. We didn't know, obviously, when he might pass.
Right.
But just so you know, and listen to the byplay between the big-breasted drummer and Boomer. Go ahead.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You played the wrong one. Can't stop, stop, stop. You played. I wanted the one where Boomer and the drummer are hitting on each other.
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going that way, and he was like, let's strip it down.
Yeah, I would have stopped it, but I just drank really hot water, and I spit it out. can you have the other one? Play the other real quick. See? All good, all good.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah,
see?
Yeah,
oh, Elaine's the drummer.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and then George passed,
right.
And they were about one note in.
Unbelievable. So what? But you were talking there like as if we had word that he was not doing well
in
that moment.
Well.
Yeah.
Somebody must have said in my ear, just, you know, there's reports that, whatever.
Right.
And then when we got
the official
word,
confirmation, yeah.
They were singing about animals.
I want some more.
Sucked, so then we took them into a production room during the commercial break, and they performed the song for Zach by themselves.
Right.
One of our production directors here.
Yeah.
And then the payback was, at the time I was doing a TV show for Spike Network.
Mm-hmm.
So the payoff was, with apologies, I know it didn't work out on the radio, I'll have you come on the TV show, and then you could perform the and they did.
Oh,
and they're very cool about it.
Yeah.
They understood, this was a major event in New York City, but
that's
bad timing.
That's
bad timing. All right, here's Ben. Ben's got a take that I've heard a lot today about one of the broadcasters for the NFL. What do you got, Ben?
Yes, I think Tony Romo does suck.
There you go.
And I think for a long time, people thought the worst possible wild card thing in his life would have been that botch snap.
Yeah.
Until yesterday. Yesterday was, or was, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, but was an absolute abomination.
Wow.
Did you hear him go on, like, when they were pushing Josh Allen towards the goal line? He's like, don't touch my baby, don't touch my baby. I mean, that was embarrassing. Like, I not only would rather have Mark Sanchez replace him, I'd rather have the guy who stabbed Mark Sanchez replace him. That's how bad I think
my
he
Lord.
Was.
Wow. So tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, Ben. Ben's a Tony Romo fan.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure, I didn't like him before he took Mark Sanchez or before yesterday.
Well, it's very
but
clear.
I mean,
yes.
For someone who's making $100 million to grunt and make laughing sounds like the chimp. That's just insufferable.
So,
and like,
you just, so we have this all together, you called him a chimp. You hope he gets stabbed, and you just don't like the guy. Look, I think I'm not, it's a weird thing. I do not think Tony Romo has gotten better.
No.
I do not think Tony Romo is the easiest listen compared to other guys who are really great at it now. I thought it was awkward that it sounded like he was having conversations with himself at times during the game, and sometimes under his breath even, which is distracting to the audience. And I think what started out as, this guy's going to be the greatest analyst of all time because he was pre-predicting plays and was like always right. He doesn't even try that really much anymore.
I think he's been discouraged from doing it for some reason.
Why would you do that? That was his superpower.
I don't know. I do think it's great, though. And he was great at it.
Yeah.
And it's gotten, I agree with you, it's gotten weird, it's gotten worse. And he talks to himself, he laughs, he makes these jokes that nobody else is in on.
He's disinterested too.
Yeah, I think he's run his course with it.
I don't even know. Like, it used to be that the broadcasters would go to whatever city they're broadcasting from on Friday. All right, they'd watch practice, full practice or walkthrough on Friday, spend time at the facility. Then Saturday night is when they do the official interviews on behalf of the network with whoever the play-by-play guy is and the sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday you do the game. I've been told that, I can't say for Romo, I don't know Romo, but a handful of the more senior broadcasters fly in on Sunday.
Really?
Or even Saturday night. And all the stuff they do is on like a Zoom call or something.
Right.
Like, they're not going there and actually touching the flesh anymore. But I'll tell you, like, it depends what you want from an analyst. Do you want a guy to tell you what they just saw, period, stop? Or do you want a guy, like, pre-snap to tell you, oh, I see the defense is in a two-high safety look. Watch out for this. Or, we audibilize to a run. And not everyone does both well.
Right.
But I'd tell you the guy now who I think does both well. Really well. Mm-hmm. Greg Olsen.
I think he's the best.
I think Greg Olsen is right now the best analyst on TV.
I don't think there's a doubt.
I think TJ Watt's come a long way as a guy who never did it before. I think he's an easy listen with Ian. But I think Greg Olsen gives you both. I think pre-snap, he sees stuff he tells you about. And post-snap, he breaks it down so we understand.
Yeah, no doubt. I do think Brady's gotten better too. But I don't get hung up on it. The only thing with Tony Romo is, I agree with you, you'd like a combination of both. You'd like to be able to have the feel that he has an idea coming. It doesn't have to be every play, but every once in a while on a big play, you can give us what you think or what you're seeing. I think that makes a lot of sense. And it was perfect when he started. He was unbelievable at it. And then you want the after. But what's with him, it's not even so much on the every call. It's the noises he's making.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's gotten weird. Yeah. It's almost bizarre.
And don't forget,
he's become like a caricature of himself.
Nance,
he's
buying into him.
Yeah.
Like, Nance fired Phil Sims.
Right.
Because Phil farted in the booth. and Nance was like, that's it, we're done. And then he brought in, handpicked, Tony Romo and stabbed Phil Sims in the back.
Right.
Now, I like Jim Lott, great guy, other than to Phil Sims. But, and a legendary broadcaster.
Yeah.
But I don't think Nance is the problem either.
No.
I think Nance is as solid as he's always been.
Yeah. I mean,
I think Al Michaels has lost his fastball.
Al Michaels doesn't give any energy on any big play.
He also doesn't see anything.
Well, I mean,
that's part of it. He's also 80.
He's able to describe what he sees on somewhat of it. That's not the issue. Like, if he were to just, there's no extra inflection on anything of importance.
Right, like game
whatsoever.
Like 10 seconds not, left, touchdown.
He does not elevate to the moment at all.
Yeah, he's still Rushmore sports.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I'm not trying to take that. I'm just saying that's the issue with him. Romo has weird conversations to himself, makes himself laugh.
It's awkward.
Weird noises. He's buying into that. Like, it was almost like a joke when he first started. He was the guy who did the predictions and saw football.
He
was great. And then a little bit of like, oh, here we go, Jim. And like, we would laugh at him for that a little bit, but it was like, we could live with it.
Yeah.
Now it's almost like he's buying into that and having fun with that. It's like, like, what the hell is that?
I don't think he wants to be there. I think he's done.
Yeah,
I think he shows up because he gets $1 million a game.
Yeah.
And the contract's up. Mm-hmm. I think he probably disappears into the sunlight.
Yeah.
And you know, plays golf the rest of his life.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he wants to be there. He's having fun being there. Outside of like a big Kansas City, Cincinnati, AFC championship game where you got to get pumped up for it. And you just don't get that vibe from him anymore.
Not at all.
But I'm also not one of these. I'm not a huge announcer critiquer.
Neither am I.
Unless the guy's so bad that he ruins your enjoyment of watching the game. And that, for me, unfortunately, on TV, is Kevin Harlan. I cannot watch a TV game. And I know I know everyone loves him. Basketball, great. Radio, great. TV.
A little much?
I can't. It's just stop. Please stop.
Yeah.
Like, I'm begging you. Just take a breath. Once. Just once.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when a jackass runs on the field, his calls are the best.
Yeah.
So exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's rare that a broadcast would have a major impact on how I view the game, but I have to admit, like, I do think Olsen's as good as I hear.
And he's the best.
And I have to admit, Romo's getting to the point where he's a distraction.
By the way, imagine you're Greg Olsen and you're making $10 million a year as the number one analyst, and then along comes Tom Brady, and you go from 10 mil to 3 mil, and you're doing the same job. You're still doing one game a week,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you lost 7 mil a year. Yikes. I'll give you a story no one ever heard before about Greg Olsen.
Okay. Tell us, Uncle Craigie.
I guess it was either 2016 or 17. All right? I wasn't quite sure if Boomer was in for a good 2025-year run. He clearly has been and is. All good, right? And he was mad at me for saying that.
Look at this.
So Greg Olsen came on as a guest when he was still playing for the Panthers,
mm-hmm.
right? And I thought he was terrific. And in my head, I was like, I think he had even done, during a bye week, I think he did a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like on TV, like he was the analyst.
I remember that, yes.
A bye week at the end of his career. And we were all like, man, that Greg Olsen's going to be great. Greg Olsen's got a future in the media. Greg Olsen might be a great sports talk show host.
Is that a fact?
So there was a week where Boomer was going to be off and I was not going to be off at the same time. And Greg Olsen was going to fill in for Boomer for a week, with the notion being, if the big fella ever said, you know what, I'm done, I had a replacement for him. And I thought he was going to be great. Like, I knew this guy was going to be great. So he's going to come in and do a whole week of radio as my co-host, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother did something really stupid and got in a lot of trouble at college. And Greg called me and said, I can't come to New York. I got to take care of the situation with my brother. We'll take a rain check on it. The rain check never happened. Me and Boomer went, did our thing, whatever. But we were this close to having Greg Olsen as a host on The Fan.
Wow.
How about that?
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Local kid, right? He's from New Jersey.
I don't know where he's from.
I think he's from New Jersey.
No idea.
I think he's from New Jersey.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, bring him back home. There you go. Here's Anthony.
We're good. We're good. We're all good.
You good now?
Yeah.
He'd be great.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
When's the summer schedule?
Unnamed producer. Here's Anthony. What do you got, Anthony?
Hey, guys. So I want to put something out there in the universe. I'm a Jets fan.
Yes.
And I'm tired of my kids asking me why they have to be Jets fans.
Fair enough.
So maybe if I put something into the universe, it'll come true and speak
sure.
into existence.
Why not? I like it.
Mendoza is a nice, Bible study guy. What happens if he turns out to be our Eli and says, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to Sin City where the Raiders are. I want to be a Jet. Well, I mean, do you think that's something that could happen?
Hold on. Slow that down. And say that one more time.
All right. So Eli Manning didn't want to go to the Chargers, wind up with
right,
the Giants.
Right.
What happens if the nice Bible guy Mendoza turns around and says, you know what? I don't want to go to Sin City. I don't want to go to Las Vegas. It's full of sinners. I want to come to New York for the Jets.
My first reaction would be New York is not full of sinners.
Well, there's a lot less sinners than Vegas. I'm known for sinning.
I gotta be honest.
It is called Sin City, right?
I'm pretty sure we can keep pace with Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure about that. Look, just because the team's in Las Vegas doesn't mean that Mendoza's going to be walking the strip looking for coke and hookers, you know, on the Tuesday day off. You know, it's like you can live on the outskirts of a town. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the funny thing is we still call them the New York Giants and the New York Jets. You can play for the Giants and Jets and never step foot in New York. Mm. New York City for sure.
Yeah.
Like that can happen. So while I love the idea, I do not think it's happening, especially because who do you think's making the phone call to Mendoza about becoming a Raider? His name is Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you that Mendoza idolizes him. Because what quarterback wouldn't? So when Tom Brady picks up the phone and says, how do you feel about possibly being the starting quarterback for the team that I own? The answer is, yes, sir. I'd love that, sir. Thank you, sir.
He's not passing up on being the number one
pick. He is not.
For the Raiders over the Jets?
No, he's
not. I mean, Mother Teresa wouldn't make that decision. Forget.
Nobody would. As much as I'd love Mendoza to be a Jet,
right.
We had our chance to get him.
Mm-hmm.
We had our chance to get him. By the way, you guys had your chance, obviously, to get him if you wanted him. I know you don't want him.
Don't want him.
But you had your chance to get him.
Wanted those picks, though.
Yeah, but yeah, you wanted the number one pick.
Oh, I wanted that number one pick.
But
so
you didn't
bad.
Want him for the same reason as I did.
No.
Right.
And I wanted it because think of where the Giants would be right now. I know fifth overall is still a very good pick, but they would have the number one pick, Harbaugh coming, the ability to make all these trades. You could not have gone into next season. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, listen, I root for a team that passed on Dan Marino. I root for a team that didn't draft Patrick Mahomes. I root for a team.
A lot of teams.
Yes, but I don't care. I don't care about my team. Yeah, so,
I care about my team.
Yeah, I care about that.
So,
but my team's worse.
But unfortunately, they are.
Exactly.
For you. But I'm just saying, both teams got hurt by this.
Here's Johnny and Massapequa on the fan. Johnny, what do you got?
All right. Hey, Craigie. How you doing, C-Mac?
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. So I called based on a little bit of motivation. So I've been getting into arguments with guys at my job all day. And it's at the end of the day, it's tough being a Jet fan.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. I got to see Saleh looking like Saleh. Phenomenal defensive coordinator.
He is.
He was old school Saleh yesterday.
Yeah,
That's right.
He's just a great defensive coach. There's no two ways around it.
Tremendous. You cannot count that team out. Their defense is going to be prepared. Everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at Sam Darnold, number one seed. Okay, if we didn't draft Sam Darnold, then we could have had Josh Allen. So now you got two guys in the playoffs. And you got Aaron Rodgers playing tonight, and the New England Patriots are back. So basically, all Jet fans are basically miserable. Even though we have picks, do we really trust this guy to make the right pick?
We do not. No. And by the way, that's not a knock on him, but we've been through this before and been burned before. We thought Joe Douglas was going to be great because of the Jamal Adams trade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look what he did. He fleeced them.
Bingo.
Right? He's going to be fantastic. And by the way, he had a couple of really good drafts. He had some great picks, obviously. You're here for 6 years. Most guys at least hit on a couple of them. But Muji's going to have to earn it.
Yeah.
Muji's going to have to earn it. No, and by the way, I've never met him. Sure he's a good guy. He's going to have to earn it. And that means you have to get the next 2 years' drafts damn near perfect. Because like you said, what, we have five number one picks?
Yeah, over the next 2 years.
Yeah. You have to get every one of those picks right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you do, the New York Jets are going to be a good football team.
Yeah.
Good football.
You got to get the quarterback, though.
Of course.
That's the thing. You have to get the quarterback.
Right.
You're not going to be a good football team without the quarterback. You just can't. It doesn't work that way anymore. You can give me all the nonsense about you could have this guy, a bridge quarterback. You know, you need your franchise guy if you want to be a winning franchise.
Let's go to Dave in Houston, where I once had my life threatened during a Super Bowl.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals, and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, Dave, how are you?
Beautiful, my dude. Hey, listen, Craig.
Yep.
Welcome back to WFAN, man.
Thank
you're a great radio talk show host.
I am.
And I love you. Listen to you on the Odyssey, the pre-Odyssey app.
Thank you. Appreciate that. What can I do
the
for you?
The Odyssey app.
Yeah, you. I heard you earlier that you said that you picked my Houston Texans.
Yes.
Not only to advance to the Super Bowl, but to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, I think they're Super
and
Bowl
one
champions.
Of my predictions. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the LA Rams. I believe that they'll be advanced on the NFC side,
right,
along with the Houston Texans. It's going to be the LA Rams versus the Houston Texans in Super Bowl 60, and the winner of my prediction will be the Houston Texans defeating the LA Rams.
I never guessed
just like
it.
Your prediction, my dude.
I didn't see that coming at all.
You guys
Dave, appreciate
eye
you.
Eye.
That's right. Nothing but love in Houston, a town that once tried to kill me.
Well, a town? The whole town?
Yeah, the whole town.
Rose up?
Yeah, because we were down
in
Houston for a Super Bowl, and it's a dump. And I went on one of those like...
I have no idea why they dislike you
I
so
went
much.
On one of those like Regis and Kathy Lee type shows in Houston, and I said, your city's a dump, and it's not worthy of a Super Bowl. It was disgusting. Clean this dump up. We could have people from New York come here to enjoy a Super Bowl. So you might imagine that didn't go over well.
I didn't like that.
And then, I was quite famous for not staying in town to watch the Super Bowl
Bowl
city.
Yeah.
I would leave on Friday or Saturday, come back home, watch with my kids on the couch because it's a better sport on TV for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the airport with my wife, and there's a bar in the airport, and then next to the bar, there's a burrito stand. So I go, babe, get a couple drinks. I'll get us some burritos. Come back. So the clothes I wore on TV that day, I still had on because I went right from the show to the airport. Well, at the bar, they're showing that midday, like morning show type, like the Regis and Kathy Lee type show, but Houston. And they're like, is this loudmouth from New York funny or is he obnoxious? And they show me on TV and I come back, honey, I got the burritos. And she's like, with her head nodding, don't come to the bar. Don't come to the bar. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, stay over there by the gate. And there's a bunch of dudes, somewhat stereotypically, in the big cowboy hats and, the stirrups and all that nonsense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, don't come over here. But she was looking at me so much, they all pivoted to the right to look at what she's like shaking her head at. And it's the guy on TV who reiterated throughout the week, Houston's a dump and not deserving of a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And Barely escaped.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They came after you.
Oh, there's dudes at the bar going, you got something to say about our town, loudmouth New Yorker? And I said, no, sir.
Great burritos?
Yeah. Good burrito. Solid burrito.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's
no
funny.
Joke.
I almost ran into the same problem, believe it or not. Not really, but we talked about it yesterday. I went out, or last week, I went out Friday night with some buddies in the city.
Nice.
I forget the name of it. Bourbon and Branch, I think it's called.
Sure, why not?
It's right by Penn Station.
Okay.
So we're having, you know, dinner, whatever. It was time for me to leave. I got to go. Show Saturday, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. Guess what let out of MSG?
What night was it? Friday night?
Yeah.
Oh, the PBR.
The rodeo.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
We are just flooded with cowboys.
Hot cowgirls.
Hot cowgirls, cowboy hats just completely.
Sold out the garden.
I could barely get out. And like an idiot,
really?
I drove down there because I wanted to get in my car and leave immediately.
Right.
I parked on 23rd. Took me 25 minutes to get out. Just the rodeo.
Awesome.
Packed.
Yeah.
Packed with cowboys looking to linger and party.
And my guy won it. He won
Who's
the
your
weekend.
Guy?
Huh?
Who's your guy?
I forgot his name.
He stayed on the horse for 8 seconds?
8 seconds on the bull. On the bull.
On the
it's
bull.
It's a bucking
right,
bull.
Right. Bucking bull.
Bucking bulls are like thoroughbred horses.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to exist other than for the rodeo or for horse racing.
They're born to buck.
We would not have thoroughbreds on this planet if not for horse racing.
Sure.
We would not have bucking bulls on the planet because you don't eat them.
Right.
They're not meat. I guess you could. I could eat anything.
I don't know, but I can tell you that that place was mobbed with cowboys.
Yeah, my guy's name is Sage. Sage Steele Kimsey. Yeah.
Sage?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Congrats, Sage.
I spent an hour with him the other day. So now he's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had four straight 90s. That's
that?
A good score.
That's a good score.
It's not a sport to me. It's weird.
People were enjoying it.
Dude,
I
they
tell
sold
you that.
Out the garden three straight nights.
Unbelievable.
Which is crazy.
I could not believe the amount of people that flooded into
hot
that bar.
Hot cowgirls, too.
I mean, hot cowgirls.
Right?
And stereotypical, like, you know, jean jackets with the leather leather vest and the, what do they call them, bola ties?
Yeah, that's
the
right.
String ties and the cowboy hats.
Yeah.
The nines.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Love, it. love country people.
Couldn't get out of
country
there.
Country people know how to party. They do it right. That's right. There's two kinds of women, by the way.
Right.
That go to the PBR. There's the hot ones that look like Jessica Simpson in the Boots Are Made for Walking video, which is in the bikini
or the Dukes of
by
Hazzard
the General
movie.
Lee. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
She did the song, These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Right.
And it ends
Nancy
with her in a bikini.
Nancy Sinatra.
Washing the General Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was in Dukes of Hazzard with Johnny Knoxville.
Right.
And then she took that, I think she did a Hardee's commercial in the same bikini.
Maybe.
Like sudding up the car.
Yeah,
bubbles on her boobs, that whole kind of thing.
Yep.
So hot. Mm-hmm. One, two, touch the height.
That's where Tony Romo went wrong.
There you go.
That's
exactly.
The beginning.
Right. No, Tony Romo went wrong when at his bachelor party. It was only dudes in the woods.
That
Did
was
you know
his
that?
Bachelor party? Dudes
his
in the
bachelor
woods?
Bachelor party was dudes in the woods. I'm not even kidding.
Right.
No girls.
Well,
no dancers. No hookers.
Yeah.
No, like, bartenders with, you know, like, see-through shirts.
Yeah.
It was dudes in the woods, and they were playing Capture the Flag. That was his bachelor party. That's
Capture
why Tony Romo didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Well, if you live your life where any weekend could be that kind of festivity, then you have the bachelor parties.
You don't,
the woods,
no, you live the
just
life.
Just the boys,
yeah, don't
make
you
a fire, you barbecue.
Don't you understand?
You drink Rolling Rocks, and you try and like connect to the universe.
Don't you understand that professional athletes have an onus and responsibility for you and I, the average guy, that have dreamt of having that skill to live that lifestyle, that you owe it to us to live the lifestyle. Please, sir.
You sound like Ben Affleck in Good Will Hunting.
Like, yes, that's right.
That's all athletes are Good Will Hunting.
That's right.
And their skills should lead them to this great life.
Right.
And they're insulting the rest of us.
That's correct.
By living a normal life.
If you have a bachelor party as the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys with a bunch of sausage and a barbecue in the woods where you're playing Capture the Flag with grown men and there's not a girl in sight, sorry, not sorry, you're dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the sports god said, no playoffs for you. That's why.
Yep.
And he blew Jessica Simpson. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, let me rephrase
that. Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
He blew his chances.
Thank you. Save me there. He blew his chances with Jessica Simpson, who's now single again, by the way.
Is she?
She left the tight end she was dating. No, I swear.
Full circle.
Eric Johnson. She was married to Eric Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Niners tight end for a while. You remember him?
Right. No.
Yeah, they got kids a little bit. Yeah, she dropped his ass off on the corner. Yeah, because she's like a billionaire now. In any event, the other kind of gal that goes to PBR, there's the hot
Jessica
gal.
Jessica Simpson, and then
there's the biggins.
Yeah.
Girls busting. CSNY.
CSNY.
Girls busting out of their uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, sweetheart, you're not a small.
But that's what style is. That's what style is in the South. As long as you're busting out of it, you're looking good.
Yeah, tuck it in. You're looking good. Squeeze it in, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a prerequisite. We're not taking a break just yet. All right. Here's Greg first in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Greg, what's up?
Hey, Craig, big fan from the Ray Rossi days in New Jersey, guys.
New Jersey 101.5. Mm. All right. Nice. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, sir. So there is a tie to the – I'm not a Grateful Dead fan. Don't label me like that. But there is a tie to sports. Back in 1992, the Dead sponsored the Lithuanian basketball team to go to the Olympics. So they weren't able to go to the Olympics because they didn't have enough money. But Jerry Garcia and Weir stepped up.
Is that right?
Gave them the money to go to the Olympics. And when they got on the podium with that bronze medal, they were wearing tie-dye outfits with a skeleton dunking a basketball.
Come on, for real?
For real. You can look that up.
I'm looking it up right now. That's a great call, Greg. So I'm looking it up. It says it was the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. And Lithuania, which had just, I guess, earned their independence as a country, couldn't fund their own travel. So the Grateful Dead took care of all the costs. And I'm looking at a picture right here. You are right. So, that's
Craig,
awesome.
You're a big fan. Awesome. You're a big basketball fan. Who was on the Golden State Warriors that was on that team?
On which team?
On the Olympic team for Lithuania.
I was going to say Chris Mullin. What Golden State Warrior was on the Lithuanian team? Let me think of it. Just give me a second.
Yeah, I don't know.
And his son plays in the league now, actually.
Marcellonis, right?
That's right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And last thing, Craig, real quick, I hope you can help C-Mac with his sneaker game, because I messaged you years ago, and you told me that the threes are the best sneakers in the world.
Jordan threes.
I hope C-Mac's not wearing some white and navy leather sneakers right now.
That's such a great memory. Thanks for the call, Greg.
Yeah.
Big Mac does need help with the sneaker
game.
I do
not.
He's wearing Allbirds right now.
Yes.
By the way, great product.
Yeah.
Not knocking it.
Yeah.
I think every pair they sell, they donate a pair.
No, I don't
think
so.
Third world country.
Maybe, if they do, great.
And by the way, quick question, if I may.
Yeah.
You're an erudite philosopher.
I like to.
If we refer to third world countries, you always say that. Oh, third world country.
Right.
What's a second world country?
I don't know. There really isn't. There is no middle ground.
We're a first world country.
Right.
Impoverished nations we refer to as third world country.
Right.
Which means by default, there's got to be a second world country. But you never heard anybody talk about
it. No one's ever referred to as a second
world country. Like, is Australia a second world country? I don't know.
Ask them. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I've never heard them referred to it as such, nor anyone. You're right.
Never heard it before.
First and third. That's it.
So to help you out with your sneaker game.
Yeah, I don't rock Jordans.
No. I'm not going to get Jordans. You don't start with Jordans. Well, you got to earn Jordans.
Well,
by getting you Jordans out of the gate.
K-Swiss.
What size foot are you? K-Swiss.
Yeah.
I wear
my K-Swiss in the rain.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Please.
I'm a size 14. That's right.
Big boy. That's what I'm talking about.
You should hear my ring size.
What's your ring size?
I don't know. It was just a joke. I don't think you'd actually go there.
You are size 14.
I am a size 14.
All right. No more K-Swiss. Mm-hmm. All birds are for the weekends in the malls. Not for work.
That's ridiculous.
It's not a work shoe.
What's a work
but
shoe?
But I can't start you off with the threes.
Yeah.
Because the threes is the top of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
They're the greatest shoe ever made. The Jordan 3, greatest shoe ever made.
Yeah.
I can't go New Balance because the Cooper Flag New Balance shoe looks dirty. Not a fan of that.
I have a pair of Konas, but they are even even more.
Konas are walking shoes.
Yeah.
That's for geriatrics.
I walk.
It's geriatrics.
But they're so comfortable.
I'm going to start you off with Air Force Ones. Okay? My treat.
When I was a kid, I used to have the Air Max.
Air Max, solid kick also.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start you off with a nice personalized Air Force One. You rock those with your big fat feet.
Yeah.
All right? And then we'll see if we can get you to Jordan 3s, which is a narrow shoe. Probably not for you.
I like my Allbirds. What's wrong with them?
Because you're not 90. We're not in Sarasota, Florida, shuffling around the mall with Sadie going, are we going to go to the Orange Julius again today, honey? Yeah, we're not doing that.
That's such a misrepresentation.
You're 35 years old.
Yeah, I'm 42.
Allbirds are not for you. At work. at home, great home shoe. It's a great home shoe. It's not a work shoe. Not a work shoe.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm going to get you an endorsement with Allbirds.
Well, listen.
And the deal's going to be
there you go.
Home shoes,
yeah.
Not work shoes. That's going to be the deal. That's going
to
be the premise.
I wish I could show them to you,
but I am
at
work. First big endorsement
yeah.
deal.
No, okay.
All right, tell Danny Chachkanovsky off to get my man an Allbirds deal.
Yeah.
Right
today,
away.
And I'm rocking the GOAT USA sweatshirt today. This is the baseball brand for like young kids.
Yeah.
My kids, all the kids' friends are obsessed with it.
Yeah?
Great stuff.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. All right, we'll take a break.
We do. It's 6:01.
Hey, why am I here?
Are you melting?
Why am I here? What am I doing? 888-808-1019. Thank you so much for listening to the Card Show with Big Mac. Hang tight.
There's more to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.